This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast.
You have had so much to say to us today on social media about that unspoken etiquette rule of today. Do not comment on someone's weight, gain or lost. It's not your business either way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we brought it into the show because it was when I was looking at a list of like very today etiquette, that one jumped out at me as a child. When I was a child, there were adults in my family who that's how they would greet you at the door.
Mm.
Like you could expect a comment about your weight and or appearance.
And I guess there's a reason it has to be listed there as a reminder. To me, that's common sense. But then again, it's because that's what I was taught as a kid, too.
That's great. Yeah. You were taught that. What I was taught indirectly was that that mattered a lot. And honestly, not want to go into therapy here, but I will say that when I was a child, I did associate my worth with what I looked like.
Oh.
Because of the adults around me telling me constantly what I looked like. You look like you're too chubby right now. Wow, you've put on some weight. You don't look like this or, you know. And then, you know, at times when you did look better or good in their eyes, they would compliment you. So you'd go back to the mirror and go, okay, well, this is what I need to shoot for. So that's the reason. If you want to bare bones it, that's the reason. Because, you know, it's not a person's worth. A size, a weight, that number is not a person.
Well,
it's their physical.
And what, you know, especially when you're talking to a child, which is a different league altogether. Because
it is.
What you say there is, you know, it sticks.
Yeah.
Because they're a sponge. They're learning everything.
It's a little early for shame.
Right, exactly. It's equally, or it can be misinterpreted as shame. That, you know, a kid's sense of humor is not as sophisticated as, you know, as some adults to know how something is to be taken.
Right.
You have to be really careful about that. On the adult side of things, though, if it's not a common sense thing because you weren't, you know, taught that, you know, it's still the kind of thing you never know how somebody's going to respond because everybody does take that, you know, differently.
Correct. We're hearing from you on it, too. Jenny said, I personally like it when others notice my weight loss. To me, it has been a 41-year journey and still going, meaning your whole life.
Yeah.
I am like most that I'd rather not discuss weight gain. Cameron said, a person's weight is personal and no one else's business.
Right.
Diane says, unless someone says something to me about how they lost weight, I don't say anything. That is a personal thing to some that people don't want to talk about. Tiffany, I've always been taught that if it's something someone can't change in 30 seconds, then you don't need to comment about
it. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
So much to learn. And look, I want to say this. I want to get to some more comments. I do want to say this, too. I know that the adults that spoke to me that way when I was growing up every weekend or every time I saw them, they weren't intentionally trying to hurt me. I know that. Pardon the phrase, they didn't know any better. It was way they were spoken to, and that it was wrong. It was incorrect, especially for a child.
Yeah.
But I know that their intention was not to hurt me or to give me a complex about it. But I did have a complex about it that I still sometimes fight to this day, till this day. Sometimes what is implanted in you about yourself from the adults around you when you're a child, you fight that the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Those people that were doing it to you as adults when you were a child, are any of those folks still, you know, throwing one out every now and then, even with you as an adult?
Not so much.
Right.
No. Some of them are not around anymore, are not in this world anymore.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are, and I feel like that it's not the same anymore.
Right.
It was a jokey sort of kiddie thing when I was a kid, and I'm not joked with as much anymore like that. Mm. Thank goodness. You know, I have an adult relationship with these people because I'm an adult now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to think about. You know, if it was normal to you, it'll slip out of you more easily.
Yep.
I'm glad you were able to have a healthy approach to that. I just hate that happened to you as a kid, you know?
It did.
And
you it's know, okay. And, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, and it also you're right. I know your family, obviously, and none of that would ever be intentional to to hurt.
No.
And again, as a kid, you just you can interpret that in a different way.
I wonder if it happens to boys as much as girls. I do think it does, but I don't know if boys internalize it as much as girls.
I think
do.
Boys definitely internalize it. But to me, you have two pressures, whether you're a boy or a girl. Regardless of the feedback that you're going to get at home, from others, you're still going to be critical, hypercritical of yourself.
Correct.
It just makes it worse if the parent is hypercritical also.
Right.
And, but for me, my parents were fine. They never made fun of anything. I was a very thin child, so every now and then I was called skinny and this, that, and the other. And I thought that I had to bulk up. I didn't think that I was as big as the other guys, at school.
Right.
And I realized that was the sixth grade. It doesn't matter. But it does make you self-conscious. And those middle school years combined with that kind of internal angst, it's the reason you really need to have that positive feedback.
Right.
You and I both with our girls, Jody, did just that. We always supported, just the compliments about, you look beautiful today. You are beautiful. But never any other kind of commentary about, weight, looks, or something that would be judgmental.
And yet they still struggled with it.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
It's part of the human condition to doubt you in the mirror and what you have. And, it's part of life. It's part of accepting yourself. So it's, every person has it. It just doesn't help when the outside forces are telling you something. Because children believe what the adults around them tell them.
Yeah.
Period. You are a child. You are new to the world. You are looking for outside confirmation that you're okay just the way you are or not. And when you're told, hey, you're looking kind of heavy there, or did you gain weight? I don't even want to tell you some of the things.
Did your mom do anything like that?
I'm sure she did, because I can just hear it. Even though I can't give you a specific, I know she probably said stuff. My dad never said anything like that, but my mom probably did. Probably while we were shopping for clothes for the school year or something.
Right.
Yeah. You put on some weight since last year. Something like that.
Right.
And she does not mean that to hurt you.
Right.
To her, it's a fact, not a feeling.
Things like that, too. I wonder how generational that is, because I think we're a more caring world nowadays, where adults are more...
You're not
going to spit it out at a kid nowadays.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
I like that idea.
We used to have a coworker here that did it to me as an adult. Rick.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't work with us anymore.
And
the thing is, with him, I never knew whether he was being serious or not, because a lot of times he'd say, hey, you losing weight? And if I was, it was like, well, yeah, somebody noticed. But if I wasn't, it's like, I wonder why he said that.
Right. Is it this shirt? Is it this shirt?
Yeah, I'm like,
That's why it's beautiful that we're having these discussions that don't comment on someone's weight, gained or lost, because that's not a person's worth anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But just like one of the comments before, unless you know they're trying to lose weight and they've spoken to you about it, if they open the door, that's just like with anything else. If a friend of yours opens the door about talking about the person they're dating, then you can say something, but you don't say anything otherwise.
Right.
Okay. Allison, my mom pays no attention to this protocol at all. She definitely lets me know and others that we've gained weight. Donna sent this. My daughter has always been thin. She posted online one time about people calling her skinny. She takes it well, but reminded all of us that she wouldn't call someone fat. So please remember to not call her skinny. She struggles to keep weight on, just like a lot of us struggle to keep it off.
Yeah.
That's important to say. That's important to put that out there.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that someone who you might be saying the words, oh, you look so skinny.
Yeah.
And if you see yourself as too heavy, skinny is positive. But if someone sees themselves as too skinny, and they can't, and they have trouble putting on the weight, and they're not curvy, and they want curves, then you've just affirmed their fear about themselves.
Yeah,
you just don't know what people are walking around with.
Yeah.
It's delicate.
Yeah, I never really, I think, understood that, until probably my late teens, where I knew somebody who had an eating disorder, which was the very first time I had encountered that personally.
Sure.
I'd seen it, on TV, but it was the first time I'd encountered it personally. And then one. once it's personalized and you appreciate and you understand that, then you know why you shouldn't go there.
Right.
Seemingly harmless words that, like you say, can become
words can cause
very
a lot.
Unintentionally hurtful, but hurtful nonetheless.
Right. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you about this very delicate subject.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free and easy.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.